brought back by popular demand, this herbal blend will without a doubt be one of the hottest sought after herbal smokes in the world. Absolutely, positively, without a doubt, the strongest, most potent herbal smoking blend currently being offered by us. It is the equivalent of to the infamous Spice Gold or Spice Diamond. This is a made in USA. It does not contain chemicals of any kind, where no other legal smoke can or does. It is an extremely strong smoking blend. Many customers report feeling, enjoying plus hours after and compared it to a familiar herbs that will not disappoint.
I'm sold.
When I ordered my first mushroom kit way back 100 years ago, they had a catalog of all, you know, some big multi-culture mushroom site. They had all kinds of stuff. They were definitely not just about psychedelic mushrooms. But they had these 3-foot-high mushrooms you can get kits for, so they don't live that long when they, you know, pop up and they'll get up to 3-foot-high.
Man, that's a fucking awesome. That'd be awesome. Wouldn't it be great to have a fucking 3-foot-high mushroom in your yard? That'd be kicking.
Then you have some fairies, and then you have some dwarves.
You're rubbing your hands around it. Troll down by the waterway.
PESA stands for Panspecifica Exotica Spora Amazon. Getting me all excited. How about Plantasia? They're all the same price, basically $16. They're probably all the same spores. No one else sells it. No one else will be given the right to sell it. They'll kill them. It just screams, enjoy me. Smoke will last for hours in Utopia. Is a smoke for you.
Forever.
Absolutely 100%. Very quick, intense. You can sure, but you can't. This is not your garden variety herbal smoke. Utopia. This is an exceptional, strong smoking experience. Fuckers, this is hot. This blend is not like any other herbal smoking blend offered by anyone, anywhere, even you or the chair. It is absolutely intense and clearly a cut above anything you ever offered on the site. According to the countless satisfied repeated customers, the strongest legal herbal smoke you've ever experienced. Bam. 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 It does not contain chemicals of any kind, like Spice Gold, Spice Diamond, previously mentioned. It is just one hit, and you'll be asking yourself, how can this possibly be legal? Bam. Without question, the most powerful thing in the universe. It'll destroy planets and kill gods. It is worth every penny. 100% nicotine free. Ingredients? Bam. 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 Bam.
Looking at houses, people call the cops, you don't do that. That's like that part kind of annoying, is that why is that really a police affair?
Yeah. Because of 9/11, and they fucking urged everybody, anything suspicious, anything. Anything at all, if there's anything suspicious.
So you can't do anything. You can't be walking here. That's the result of that is.
Well, it was raining, it was dark, he was looking in a house window, but he was looking in a house window in a house that was for sale. It's not like it was, peering under somebody's window. It was a fucking house that was for sale. That's what should have kept it from being odd, but...
But he didn't have ID on him, so they took him to...
Reported that the smoking the plant produces a marijuana-like effect, only milder.
I disagree.
I smoked it. It's not the same.
It's nice, though. I like it. It's not...
just kind of a mild euphoria.
Intense.
The effects are totally different. The effects are more like this kind of nice pleasure. It's kind of real mild euphoria, basically. It's just extract a bit stronger, but... Basically, it's feel a little bit better, basically, kind of like you use it, you know, kind of a nice feeling type of a herb. But yeah, it's pretty weak compared to what you use, certainly. Live spawn mycelium or culture syringes. Let's go for live spawn. Let's go for culture syringes. You can make them, you can eat them, they're sweet, they're neat. Beach mushroom edible combo. A culture, excuse me. Sweet and yummy. Crunchy texture of mild flavor.
Crunchy texture.
Blue oyster, edible culture. The oyster mushroom, or Platyrus clitoris austriensis, is Clipdogga. Without a doubt, Clipdogga has unsurpassed reputation for a stronger, more potent blend of Clipdogga. Ounce for $25. How about wild Clipdogga leaves? That Clipdogga plant looks really weird too. So it's weird red leaves, and the leaves are supposed to be the most potent part. So you can get a quarter bag of leaves for $25.
Oh yeah, I remember the red.
Yeah. Cannavalia rosea. Kind of. Ooh. Ooh, some of that. Is this some of that fusion?
Some of that herbal shit.
Herbal shit. I like that herbal. That's good stuff, man. Being really dry, very much is already starting to die. Well, it, like after the first freeze, it started wilting. So I pulled it then. It would have been better, I'm sure, before the first freeze. But anyway, it's still a really fresh herb, and it was fucking nice. I got a buzz off of it, and everything. It was much more potent than the. Using it even as an extract was. I'm going to find the ultimate herbal smoke. It's going to make you gag. It's going to make you choke. It's going to make you say, hey, I'm glad I discovered this. It's free and it gets me high as can be. That's pretty high. Herbal smokes, mystical journeys. To induce visionary states during religious ceremonies. Visionary states, that seems to imply hallucinations.
Partial possession.
All this terrible smoke is not for everybody. Our goal is to provide the real facts and the real facts and the ultimate truth, which is that this stuff is a bomb, it's fat. See, that's the real facts, it's a bomb, it's fat. The facts. Probably the most important thing to understand is herbal smoke is not fake marijuana or drugs. They do contain that, nor do they contain tobacco or nicotine. You told me. Seems like it. Just each has a different taste, just like spinach tastes different in carrots. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They're not the same tasting. I mean, they're the same thing otherwise, but the rock and spinach, they taste different. Initially, we listen to our customers and it's feedback. Good news is, while we smoke marijuana, other enjoy other products, reorders, customers get pleasure from our herbs and pleasure, and they have sex and fuck. Pleasure. They roll on our herbs. Man. But you know what kinds of. Well, we got. Here's our herbal smoke categories. We got Superior Legal Buds, our best herbal smoke, Deluxe Herbal Smoke. Quality smoking blends, natural smoking herbs, solid herbal concentrates, potent herbal smoke, herbal extracts, peppers and accessories, and herbal smoke. Gotta check out smoke gear. Take off. Blast. Off. In for smoke gear land. Good. Here I am, I'm made of wood.
Here.
I buy something the other day, really. No, I got bag after bag after bag, but what is it?
What was the powder stuff you like?
Kana? The stuff I smoked? That was Kana. Alan saw me do that. I love that stuff. But I've got Kana twice
as soon. They
never did anything for me. I got two more batches after that, and neither batch ever did anything hardly for me at all. That first batch was fucking rocking.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff was amazing. That's the shit, man. It's the little shit. Well, we got some Nelumpho Nufers. We got Leonardus Lorenzo.
Your friend will tell you you're smoking weed. Which, totally not.
We got some.
You'll know. You won't even think you're smoking.
Gotta get some of these, for the spring.
Extremely aromatic one of the most widely used medicinal herbs in Eastern and Southern Africa, can be made into a tea in Central America and Caribbean islands. It is smoked along with cannabis sativa as an aphrodisiac. 1 ounce for $15. Cheap and hallucinogenic.
Hey, hey, hey.
Rich aromatic makeup capsule. How much for this stuff? 7 grams. You get a quarter bag for $13. How about an ounce? $37 for
the wild. Well,
that's the most. That's probably the most potent thing we've seen so far, as far as my experience with herbs. Prices. What? Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'd rather buy. Botanically formulated from premium exotic herbs, extracts, resins, and oils. And then on top of it, enhanced with Amanita muscaria mushroom. So actually, it's a fuck Amanita blend.
Enhanced with,
which means they throw some of that in there too. I got a little sprinkle. Here we go. How about quality smoking blends? Have we even checked those out? I don't think so. Excitement awaits. I've got to wait for we gotta check the prices of the. I thought really something like this. More similar to this than anything I've ever tried. It got so disgusting.
There's something weird about it though.
Yeah, just definitely. And the like more you do, the weirder.
Weird. Like,
yeah.
Like I didn't know what to think about the, you know.
Oh, yeah. And we did it mildly. We had eaten like a couple of 3 grams, 4 grams.
Oh, eating it, I just don't think I could do.
Terrifying. It does. And horrible tasting, you know. It wasn't that bad at first.
Smoking it did not taste bad.
Not at first, when it's fresh.
Well, I don't even think.
It's a heavyweight herbal concentrate, not for the weak. I guess I can't have any, but what the fuck is that? Cash for cigarettes. Electric cigarettes, also called an e-cigarette or e-smoke, is an electronic version of a cigarette providing small amounts of nicotine with each inhalation. The most best in the world. $21 a gram. $21 a gram. You get 1 gram and you're cha-ching out. $21. Blueberry buds. This blueberry buds for you. Blueberry bud herb of blueberry scent. Blueberry bud. Blueberry bud.
You mean 110?
Blueberry bud. Blueberry bud. Blueberry bud. Blueberry bud. Blueberry bud. Bloody bloody blueberry baby. I've been waiting for this. It's not an energy drink, it's a relaxation drink. sit back and relax with purple stuff.
So, Palmer's secret is spread off socialism.
Finely ground blue lily, another actual psychoactive, and a priority mix of herbal extracts. So, another mix of other stuff like
stuff that we throw into everything.
Yeah, yeah. This is a serious smoke. Quickly becoming one of our top selling products. People will have you saying, whoa. Whoa, that's why they call it whoa. I was wondering why. It's because you'll be saying whoa.
Whoa.
Dank. How about dank?
This stuff doesn't do a thing.
I was wondering, you know, you put weed in food and stuff like that and get your buzz. I get some empty vitamin capsules at home. Put some weed in that, take a pill, you know. Yeah. See how that works.
Can't grab enough in there, unfortunately.
Why?
They are poisonous, aren't they? If you fucking consume a large amount, I mean.
I think they can be dangerous. I'm not really totally sure about that. I don't know how that works. Like, some of the poisoning comes from people eating them. Like, you gotta cure them right, for one thing. If they're cured right, I think they're a lot safer. But it says one hit, you're like,
flip. No.
One hit, you're just straight to one. You're just fuck. Oh, there's other stuff in here I didn't catch. Ooh.
$13.
Blueberry buds.
Hampshire. Screw you, Hampshire.
Epicur says, is it water vapor smokes? That's what it is basically, isn't it?
Yeah, a essentially. It's a little cartridge that I assume is some sort of liquid. And
it's gonna blast you. It's gonna blast you. This is like fucking great. I mean, it's like euphoria. It's like it's some kind of chemical thing that's made almost like a, you know, it's like really good combo. Because this stuff isn't that strong, but still, it's never, you know, if you're weed hit, it's not gonna satisfy you, certainly. But it's kind of nice at the same time. It's kind of, I like to smoke it occasionally because, like I say, it's like a mild form of smokable meditation. That's what it kind of feels like. But you want to go further,
right?
Gotta raise the roof, don't you? This is high-grade premium Comet and not at all similar to Canna powder like other sites are selling. The consistency of our Canna is more leafy, so it can be smoked or made into a tea. We can't snort it, obviously, since it's leafy. Hell yeah! 1.5 grams, also, of wild dogga. And also, 1.5 grams of sacred blue lily. A mere 1 gram of Canna has a $20 value of Canna. You can't snore, I guess, you have to. 1.5 grams of Mara. Mara Julia. It sounds like marijuana, so you know it's powerful. And similar in effect. 1.5 grams of Sinacuchi, which I like. Actually, I enjoy some of them.
You have the original version of that
life. Truly impressive, pleasurable smoke. It is substantially potent and a unique blend of rare botanicals and extracts. This 100% Lego blend is uplifting, yet soothing and satisfying. Highly recommended. Yeah, obviously that has a lot more potential to blow your mind than Coltsfoot does.
We had a couple interesting Amanita experiences.
Rare handful!
Get a hell of that rare handful.
Extreme herbal blends available on the market. And leading smoke for discerning customers worldwide.
Is Puff gone?
One hit, and you will totally understand what the name of it
was. Being made.
Smoke is sweet, not harsh at all, and very effective. This little product is perfectly decaying. One of all favorites. This is a fantastic smoke, and the best part is it can be blended with other herbs to add flavor and exotic euphoric effect. Look what it says here. Some customers have reported that alcohol enhances the effects of Blue Lotus, just like this all said. And when I use it, alcohol is like bam. Bam, 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 bam. But the main effect is you feel like high when you're dreaming, basically, off of it. And I've had some pretty wild dreams on these lucids. But oftentimes I sleep through it and wake up next day like 1 morning now, so you never know. Definitely doesn't guarantee it. Oh, you get a big, you get a king rolling machine and rolling papers also. And some 1.5 grams of Caparelius herbs. Yeah, so. No, no. Bam, 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 bam. It is frequently known as a potency wood because of an invigorating effect in the central nervous system. Bam! And the libido can produce prolong erections. Bam! Hard. You're hallucinating, you're hard, and you're tripping. It's Mara Puma. You're hard, and you're tripping, and you're gonna fuck. Yeah. Like it or not. Bam. Bam. Bam.
Oh, you wet little balls.
Tribulus teratus, whichever that is, puncture vine, used for its mood enhancing smoke, or can be made into a tea. I think mugwort even grows on a farm. I can't remember what it looks like. I guess it grows all over the place.
Worked a couple times. Yeah, that's cool. Maybe it'd be different going to concerts when they legalize weed. have dispensaries up there.
Well, Dylan getting picked up by the cops.
He didn't get picked up, he just got hassled.
Well, he got hassled by the inmate. I actually picked him up and took him to, it's the SAD or wherever that. He was like, he's walking down the streets. Took him to, I'm sure it was very nearby.
To be waterboarded? Well, just down to where his bus was.
Product information, as a herbal smoke store.
What a savory smoke.
Become very popular.
You could even smoke your Easter cigarette in that corporate.
Many of these products contain salvia divinorum. While salvia's great herb effects has been used for centuries as an alternative to smoke tobacco or marijuana. Salvia smoked, it must be burned hot and held deeply. So this stuff is basically illegal in Kansas, like you go to jail. We can't even look at this stuff. I just gotta close the website before I go to jail. This, without exception, the most amazing herbal smoke with incredible effects lasting 3 to 4 hours. $18. No, one big. That's it. That's all you get. Fuck these bitches. That's too little.
But he's a 20 extract, 20 times extract.
1 gram, $13. Always, it was pretty expensive, but 1 gram, I got 3 grams for like, I think I spent like $25 or $20 on that original thing. I got. It's cool, I got a little glass vial. Came glass, nice glass vial, you don't see that anymore.
Rotation being a non-addictive alternative to the opium poppy, although it is less powerful. If you haven't tried a California poppy, you may owe it to yourself.
No, you do owe it to yourself, not May. You do owe it to yourself. You owe yourself, dude. Pay up. Pay yourself. You give them the money, but you'll be paying yourself. Because you owe it.
Nice, relaxing smoke.
Calamus root.
Wiki root.
I'm scared. Of course, I can look at the magical mushroom on itself. Yeah, it's just terrible. You might be confused right now because high octane is the most amazing herbal smoke there is, but also fusion is the most amazing herbal smoke that there is.
I'm in heaven! Deliverance, sweet Jesus!
It is made into a fable psychoactive beverage called absinthe, which is popular in the 19th century. The drink was a favorite of many artists and intellectuals of the time. When smoked, it invigorates the senses and creates an intense, unhurried sense of well-being. Edgar Allan Poe loved it, and look what he accomplished. Keep in mind, he didn't smoke it, he actually had the drink.
But you learn how to grow some of that around here, so you...
Might be good for the climate.
Yeah.
Maybe might. People might smoke some things there that they're not supposed to, you know. Mixed with others, you know, tobacco product.
I can't deal with the fucking
mugwort. $5 for an ounce of mugwort.
Tobacco is terrible. It's just terrible.
Mugwort, aka the dreaming herb, is valued for its calming the conscious mind. There's a common ingredient for old herbal smokes. Used for meditation and dream quests, mugwort is intoxicating and aromatic. It also contains vitamin C and calcium and zinc. Passion flower. Where's the wiki? More for the taste, I think. A little bit calming effect. Skullcap. A very, very common old school ingredient. $5 an ounce. Motherwort. Again. Isn't that... Is it motherwort that grows around here? Or is it mugwort? I think it's mugwort, actually. Lavender flower for the taste only. $5. Damiana. There's a classic. Damiana. Known for its relaxing effects as far back in the Mayan culture. Produces a mild euphoric type high that can last 1 to 1.5 hours. Also uses an aphrodisiac, can be smoked or made into a tea.
Makes your tits hard.
Peppermint will blow your mind. It's peppermint. Whoa. You'll be saying, peppermint, whoa. Wormwood, ounce for $5. Wormwood is an inebriating pipe full. I don't say that part. Makes it sound like he smoked it or something. A lot of these things have total bullshit. Like, let's talk about these ancient people who smoke, like the ancient Romans smoked this, you know, 7,000 years ago, but being as the Native Americans invented pipes and papers and all that, you know, they had that way of smoking. The closest thing we had was the Europeans was the flaming censers, you know, whole heck bunch of hash in there and stuff like that. And this big old thing, full of, you know, stuff to make it burn. And I had this big old smoke, basically like hot boxing, you know, it's this big old thing coming out, wasting, you know, a year's were one little. And the Africans, they'd hot box, they'd do the same thing, but they'd burn it like old tent, like an airtight tent, and burn it like that, and just burn a whole bunch, like a pound or so at one time, and read it up in the air. Yeah, so they got that close, but they didn't get to the, you know, the Native Americans are like, hey.
Couldn't figure out a pipe or a fucking.
Well, I can use like 1% of this stuff or less. Have just as good effects.
I'm on the spores.
it has one of those things that mutates your penis. You come on the spores, and they grow, and it grows them, and it nurtures them, and it mists them, mist sprayer, and it tells them, like, it plays like Mozart. Mushrooms are especially potent when they grow up, listening to Mozart. And then it's like super light bulb thing will dry them out perfectly.
Oh, $16 for A strain, very strong culture, and average colonization times. Quick study under the microscope. How about the Alakazam?
Alakazam!
Strain bred exclusively for its amazing results, contamination, resistance, and reliability. $16. Alien strain!
Goodness.
This strain is developed by our friend Roadkill at the Shroomery.
Same friend Roadkill.
Originally found by John Allen, his name Alien Strain.
Scientist Roadkill.
Amazon.
Dr. Roadkill.
The wild Amazon produces the dense fruits and nippled caps. Ooh, nippled. I'm getting pretty hot. deep blueing. Upon cutting, deep blueing. I'm really getting hot now. With average rhizomorphic mycelium. There's the Argentina, the Australian.
Man, it buzz your ass good, man.
That's powerful shit, yeah.
We tried smoking smokeless tobacco.
Oh, no.
Blue is the world's best cigarette. Electric cigarette. Blue smoke blue anywhere. Blue's mark changes. Blue pack changes a cigarette while you're on the go. Blue smack changes when you're on the go. No tar, no tobacco.
Cartridges that don't have nicotine.
No ash.
They've got ones that taste like coffee. They've got cigarettes that taste like cigarettes but have no nicotine.
Wow. Insane. I kind of liking that. That makes me want to smoke.
Makes it all better.
I gotta smoke that cleavage. And, you know, smoking the herbs is like smoking the cleavage. Okay, we're down at that site.
Me and Chris Titan have agreed that I should try to post on a fictive epithet. $20 for an ounce. Cheap as fuck. Smoking mixture has been a customer favorite for 5 years now. A exceptionally complex herbal smoke touted as a herbal mystical smoke, tobacco-free, started as a tobacco-free revolution.
Smoke it anywhere.
Adult signature required, but oh, it looks fucking nice. I have two basic questions. First basic question is, what's so good about blue? They provide me with this answer.
You know, I wondered myself.
Yeah, what's so good about it?
What is so good about blue?
Well, okay, it's the world's best electronic cigarette. That's good. Because, you know, there's the worst electronic cigarette.
I don't want to buy the worst one. Well, I kind of do.
Yeah, but
actually, that's what I'm.
But that might not be good.
After the worst, most dangerous.
Yeah. Just because
either going to burn my house down, give me cancer.
I want that too.
Make me lose my rights as a citizen.
I need that. I want it, but that's not necessarily good. But
I want to buy it. I want to buy an electronic cigarette that gets me shipped to another country. Rapidly. Introduces more Gellin spores right into your lungs.
Smoke, get this, smoke blue anywhere, including underwater.
Exactly.
Underwater. Upside down.
It says underwater.
In space.
No, that's not. It says smoke, space. In a vacuum of space.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. in the vacuum of space.
Through blue on the trampoline, naked. You can do it.
You can actually place it up to the helmet.
Smoke blue in church while farting is an option.
So I like to smoke them in church while cursing.
Cursing,
like,
you
look,
do
look
it.
Bitch, I'm smoking a fucking blue cigarette.
Yeah, you can. So don't give me a guy.
And I said that, that's when I'm talking to the guy.
Don't give me that holy
self-righteous bullshit.
You withered up old vagina.
I say to him. As I'm taking big old drags.
Yeah, big old drags. Pulling out some weird blue.
And it never goes away. I don't have to ash it. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to put it out of my penis.
I'm enjoying myself. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's the whole thing, is I'm enjoying myself and you can't stop me.
I can put it on your face, but it won't do anything.
I'll do it anywhere. I'm doing it on a kindergarten playground in a raincoat full of blue cigarettes. You can't stop me. Look, kids, I'm smoking. I'm smoking my electronic cigarette. You know what I'm doing with this electronic cigarette, kids? I'm smoking it. And there's nothing they can do to stop me. I'm invincible. I'm walking. I can walk into the
Look,
fucking pig, White House.
I'm smoking my electronic cigarette.
No, excuse me. White House guards. I'm smoking. I can smoke this anywhere.
CIA
fuck. It says so. Look, okay, I got it on my iPhone. Look, it says right here. It says smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in the Oval Office.
That's right.